on 6 at-bats before today. Hit a two-run shot the other day as first pitch on the way outside for a ball. Gervich, a guy that has come in and has impressed so far, has the 1-0 swing and a miss outside edge for a strike, 1-1. Jack Gervich, a guy that has the bat rested on his left shoulder, the left-hander, the 1-1, fouled on the left side. So count moves to 1-2. Leading the team in batting average, given he's only had 6 at-bats, but had 2 RBIs where he had a 2-run shot against Green Bay back the other day, where the Raptors were able to hold on 5-3. 2-2 here from Pecco, 2 down, and serves outside. Curveball inside for a strike, so strike number 3, and Ethan Pecco carving up this Raptors offense as we head to the bottom of the 5th here on WFHR.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the 5th we go. Woodchucks lead 1-0. Reminding you, this game is brought to you by Comfort Air. Strike out the summer heat with a new AC from your local experts. And while it doesn't feel like summer heat here at Witterfield, it feels like a spring day where it's 61 degrees, sunny out, but windy and definitely spring attire. But the Raptors trail 1-0, so they're looking to continue to stop the Woodchucks. It was just a couple errors that really allowed Wausau to score. So now coming in is Jake Baker. So Baker, the first baseman, Kansas product out of Lawrence, Kansas. And, well, Lawrence, Kansas is the town where University of Kansas is. So he's born and raised a Jayhawk as he serves. Kaiser serves on a grounder on the third baseline that goes just away. 0-1. Batting a 143, though, one hit, an RBI, and 2 runs. So he struck out swinging on his last at-bat, looking to have a little bit different story this time. Can he do it? Raptors looking to stop him as yesterday he went 0-3, but he was able to get a run in and swing and a miss inside for a strike, 0-2. Top 5 here. Raptors trail. They've been out and hit 2-1. The big storyline for them, those 2 errors have really cost them a run. Looking to clean that up. As the 0-2 from Kaiser, swing and a miss down low. That tips into the glove of Jensen. He throws it at first over to Gervich, and getting out is Jake Baker. So Matt Del Sol, who got a base hit as he lined a ball into left field on his last at-bat. So Del Sol out of Grayson College in Elizabeth, New Jersey, batting a 214. As we've seen Del Sol at second, third, and shortstop. So batting in the nine hole today. Was able to get on base, and the Rafters were able to stop them as the 1-0 fouled on the right side, back behind home plate, 1-1. One down here. The ground out from Baker. Del Sol and Jurgela is on deck. Del Sol up, Jurgela next. As the 1-1. Outside for a ball, 2-1. Breaking ball came in at 76 miles per hour. Geiser will set, deliver the 2-1. Swinging a hard ground ball that goes that short to Broussard. Flips it across his body, right on the money to Gurevich at first for the second out. So two down, and we return to the top of the order as Brady Jurgela, who struck out swinging on both of his plate appearances, is due up. And Jurgela, who had a two-run shot, a solo shot against the Rafters earlier last week, bombed a ball into right center field. Jurgela slotted in at center field today as he swings and grounds a ball into the first baseman of Gurevich, who tags the bag right before Jurgela can get there for the third out. So the Rafters go three up and three down as we head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR, your home for Rafters baseball. We'll be back in a moment.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer is the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Mom, what are we doing with these shoes now that the garage sale is done?
Well, honey, we're going to donate them to the Southwood County Humane Society.
But Mom, pets don't wear shoes.
You're right, they don't. But we have people in need that do need shoes. And by gathering these shoes, we'll get a donation for the Southwood County Humane Society to help our pet friends.
You can drop off your shoes at Winrose Greenhouse, Bow Wow Meow, Current Technologies in Port Edwards, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, and of course, right here at our radio station, downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom five we go as Matt Olive, the Valparaiso products, and the Minneapolis native will step in. He was walked on his last at-bat. Ethan Pecco will remain on the mound and serve the first pitch outside edge for a strike, 0-1. Pecco he's acquired seven strikeouts as Olive check swings all the way across, and home plate umpire points to first base in Brandon Wells. Brandon Wells calls it a ball. So 1-1, didn't fully come across. Pecco will deliver the 1-1. Swing and a miss outside as Olive dug deep for that one, way out of the strike zone. Slider came in at 82 miles per hour. A ball and two strikes. The 1-2 from Pecco. Break down the plate for strike three. Matt Olive saw it the entire way through and was caught looking. So another strikeout, back-to-back strikeouts for this man, Ethan Pecco, and we knew who's going to be a problem. A guy that's come into today with 15 total strikeouts and only two games and 11 innings pitched. But yeah, he was definitely going to be a problem. So Gallison foul tips one back on the right side. Out of the ballpark, but on the foul side. And you wish it could be fair and out of the ballpark. Well, we'll see that. If he can do it as no balls and a strike. The 0-1. Swing and a broken bat that jams into the glove of Baker. And that bat flew all the way to the mound. And, well, two down here. Another broken bat. Remind you, it is a wooden bat collegiate league. So we've seen a couple. That ball jammed inside. Gallison frustrated. But two down here for the Woodchucks. Bottom five. So this brings up Kyle Carlson, who struck out on his last appearance at the plate. Carlson returning in the lineup. Batting a 286, 10 hits, 4 runs. He's also had 6 RBIs. Pekka will come set. Checks and fires. Curveball inside for a strike, 0-1. Piedmont Products back in the lineup once again, slotted at third base today, and he's done well so far. A reliable hitter. No Jack Basir in the lineup. A 1-1 hit. Swinging a ground ball that goes on the left field line in foul territory. 1-2. Two down, bottom five. Woodchucks still lead 1-0. They've out-hit the Rafters 2-1. A low-scoring affair. Not much action. The Rafters, unfortunately, 2 errors as the 1-2 up and away for a ball, 2-2. So coming into today, you felt that there wasn't going to be that many runs scored. 2 outs. Coming set is Pekka. He fires a 2-2. Outside for a strike. Carlson went after it. Got caught swinging. So the Woodchucks have another 3 up and 3 down inning as we head to the top of the 6th here on WFHR. Don't go away. We'll be back in a moment.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
The top of the 6th we go as Brent Witter, the DH, will step in. The Woodchucks still lead 1-0 as he shows Bunt Kaiser, gives them a strike on 1. Yeah, the Rafters have only had 1 hit. Those 2 errors have really cost them. They don't commit one of those errors then. As the 0-1 outside, as both those errors came in the top of the 4th, which allowed a Woodchucks run. Count stays at 1 apiece. Coming set is Kaiser. Winds up and delivers. The 1-1 popped on the backside. 1-2. The first error came from Kaiser over to Gurevich at first when Sherry was there. That ball went all the way past It was a pickoff attempt that went all the way past Gurevich as the 1-2 down low for a ball. Into right field. Ball dropped into right field as Sherry went from first to third. And there was two down as Schroeder hit a ground ball into the glove of Conniff. Wasn't able to field it in time to get the out at first. So that's where Sherry got home as it is a 1-0 lead as the 2-2. A line drive that drops into center before on a one-hop bounce before Johnson can get it. So the third hit for the Woodchucks comes true here in the top of the sixth. Brent Witter with a leadoff single. So now Michael McGinnis, who was walked and grounded out 0-for-1 today, slotted in at right field. On a day where the bats haven't been successful for the Rafters, they're going to have to rely on their pitching. But out hit 3-1 as standing at first is Witter. First ball on the way is a strike 0-1. And Coach Brock Moss is at third. No balls and a strike. The 0-1 down low inside for a ball 1-1. Excuse me, a strike 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Leading off is Witter. Kaiser will come set. Nobody down here. Top six. Swing and a miss upstairs for strike number three. So three straight strikes for Ryan Kaiser. And there's one down here. And now this brings up the shortstop, Simon Sherry, who's the only Woodchuck to get home. Got home from a ground ball for Schroeder. As first pitch on the way down low, 0-1. Sherry 1-for-2 today. Got that all-important base hit. Has a ball and no strikes. Coming set is Kaiser. Leading off at first is Witter. The 1-0. Up and outside for a ball 2-0. Fastball came in just a bit upstairs, so 2-0 here. One down. 2-0 from Kaiser. Swing and a drive into center field, running under it and making the catch is Ty Johnson for the second out. So two down here. Top six. Johnson does well and is attentive out there in center field. He's been a guy that has been put at third, second, and center field, and has also played right field as well. So he's been a guy that's been around, and you can really use him. He's a utility guy. As Vincent Samuel do up. Samuel grounded out and struck out swinging as a pickoff attempt from Geyser over at first. Witter slides safe. Geyser will come set, serve outside for a ball 1-0. Decent attendance here on this Sunday afternoon. Sun has shined, so it's good to have the sun out, at least as the 1-0 popped into the left field side, and coming under it and making the catch is Ty Johnson, the center fielder. So three outs, the Rafters hold the Woodchucks to no runs as they still trail 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 42. Tonight, under clear skies, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 71. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 50. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth we go as Ethan Pickle will remain on the mound and a guy that's only allowed one hit. He's had 9 strikeouts on 16 batters face. That is just insane. So the Raptors have to find an answer for Pecco. He'll remain on the mound. Duffy will come set. Duffy, Rogers, and Johnson are due up to bat in this inning. He's outside for a ball 1-0. So Duffy out of Elon. The product sees a ball 2-0. So he's ahead in the count. Alex Duffy hasn't been able to record a hit. He struck out once, so, and things get going for Alex. The 2-0, swing and a miss. Strike one, comes right down the plate. Comes in fast. Duffy went after it, just a little bit late. Fastball right down Main Street at 92 miles per hour. The 2-1 from Pecco. Swing and a miss once again down low. 2-2. Ethan Pecco, just when you think he's not going to fight back in this count, he surely does. Count stays at 2 apiece. Pecco kicks, winds, and serves. The 2-2 once again down low for strike number 3. So 3 straight strikes. Alex Duffy, 3 straight misses. So 1 down. Bottom 6 here. Woodchuck still lead 1-0 as Brandon Rogers is due up. Raptors need a spark. It's quiet. They've only had one hit, and that belonged to Anthony Gallison. So ground out from Rogers on his last at-bat. Outside edge for a ball 1-0. Bottom 6, Woodchucks have out-hit the Raptors 3-1 as the 1-0. Rogers swinging a grounder over to the third, and Samuel, the throw across his body right on time to first to Baker. So 2 down here, and once again, Raptors get a hit but unable to get to first in time. Make contact with the bat, but there's been a ton of groundouts. So Rogers back-to-back groundouts as we return to the top of the order. This brings up Ty Johnson, 0-for-2 today, a groundout and a strikeout. Pecco, a guy that's just been unbelievable as he's had 10 strikeouts as he throws a strike once again, 0-1. He had 11 against Fond du Lac, where 7 innings pitched in his second game. Ethan Pecco, the Ridley Park product out of Ridley Park, Pennsylvania. The 0-1, curveball painting the left edge, but for a ball, 1-1. As the 1-1, swing and a drive into right center field, heading back towards the wall. Coming under it is the center fielder in Jurgella, who had to reach out to his left and make the play. But decent contact there from Ty Johnson. Unfortunately, that's 3 outs as we head to the top of the 7th inning. Woodchucks still lead 1-0. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom, what are we doing with these shoes now that the garage sale is done?
Well, honey, we're going to donate them to the Southwood County Humane Society.
But Mom, pets don't wear shoes.
You're right, they don't. But we have people in need that do need shoes. And by gathering these shoes, we'll get a donation for the Southwood County Humane Society to help our pet friends.
You can drop off your shoes at Winrose Greenhouse, Bow Wow Meow, Current Technologies in Port Edwards, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, and of course, right here at our radio station, downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the seventh we go, and a pitching change in store for the Rafters as Nick Paulson, the left-hander out of the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. He's a rising senior and from Balsam Lake, Wisconsin, so he's a local product, went to Unity High School, but this season for Wisconsin-Stevens Point, he had 62 innings pitched with a 6-1 record and a 3.19 ERA. So the tall left-hander, this is not his first rodeo here in this season, as he's had three games already played, 6 1/3 innings pitched, having 4 strikeouts, but he's allowed 5 hits and 3 runs. So, guy with a 2.84 ERA looking to have a good inning here in the seventh. Rafters need it on the defensive side of the ball. They don't need to make their job any harder than it already is because they've had a tough time with the pitcher Ethan Pecco. So, Jacob Schroeder will step in, and the guy that had the RBI that sent Cherry home. The head umpire coming out and having a word with Duffy and Paulson up on the mound. Schroeder out of the University of Illinois and fighting an Illini himself from Flossmoor, Illinois, batting a 250. He wears that left orange, bright orange ankle brace. So the right-hander, left-hander Paulson on the right-handed batter of Schroeder. Paulson serves. Swinging a drive into the right center field gap, dropping before Rogers can get to it, and a leadoff single for the Woodchucks. And not what you like if you're Nick Paulson on his first pitch, gives up a base hit. Jacob Schroeder continuing his day. He's 2-for-3. Drew Berkland, the left fielder, also plays his collegiate ball in the Big Ten. Paulson will come set. Sets and serves outside for a ball 1-0. Paulson appeared against Green Bay back on the 31st of May and then appeared against Wausau on June the 6th, where he had an inning pitched and a strikeout. Has a swing and a ball drops into the left field side in between second and third, and back-to-back hits for the Woodchucks. Nobody down. Not the start for Nick Paulson. And now this brings up Jake Baker. So Schroeder to second. Berkland gets to first. Jake Baker 0-for-2 today. So Kaiser had 3 innings. He had 4 strikeouts. And same with Wentworth as well. He also had 4 strikeouts. So Kaiser and Wentworth did their jobs. They only gave up 1 run. It was unfortunate when Kaiser was in, a couple errors. That's allowed the Woodchucks to take this lead. So a ball and no strikes. Nick Paulson down on the count. The left-hander, Jake Baker. Paulson looks at second, delivers the 1-0 across the plate outside for a strike, 1-1. Neil Rafters double play. They've had a couple of them for sure this season. The infield connection, the chemistry is growing. It'll be put on display this time. So the 1-1. Swinging a bouncer that goes behind Paulson into the shortstop of Broussard. The throw over to first is not in time. So bases juiced here for the Woodchucks on the verge and nobody down. As Matt Del Sol is due up. Back-to-back-to-back base hits. Del Sol, who's already gotten a single today, he's 1-for-2. So ball bounces to the left of Polson. Broussard comes in at the shortstop, throws it at first, and wasn't able to get it to Gervinch in time. So now 6 hits total. Polson comes set. Del Sol lines one into the left field side, dropping on a one-hop bounce before Gallison. Getting home in time is Schroeder, and the second one in time is out. Schroeder and Berkland both come home. Schroeder gets home. Berkland gets out. So Rafters fortunate not to allow 2 runs there, but Del Sol gets to first, Baker to second. And Woodchucks down there, players are excited about their team. Their team has taken a 2-0 lead. You know, top 7, 1 down. This brings up Brady Jurgelo. We return to the top of the order. A 1-run RBI from Del Sol. He continues his day as he's 2-for-3. As Jurgelo's up, swinging a miss outside for a strike 0-1. Woodchucks have 2 on. Del Sol at first, Baker at second. Polson will serve outside for a strike 0-2. So a run in the top of the fourth for Wausau. Now here in the top of the seventh. Rafters hope to not allow any more damage. Nick Polson glances at second and serves the 0-2. Curveball comes down the plate, but I don't know how that wasn't a strike. So it's a ball 1-2. Paulson has struggled. But can he get out of this inning? Only giving up a run. We've seen the Rafters come back. They did so yesterday. The 1-2 from Paulson. Swinging a miss upstairs for strike 3. And the first strikeout for Nick Paulson. So perhaps that can boost his confidence as Jurgelo not able to get a hit for his 4th time at bat. This brings up Brent Witter, who got a base hit on his last plate appearance. He's 1-for-3, so 2 down. Del Sol at first still, and Jake Baker remains at second. Woodchucks about hit the Rafters 6-1 as Polson delivers inside on the left edge for a ball 1-0. Polson will serve the 1-0 down the plate for a strike. 1-1. Count at 1 apiece, 2 down for Wisconsin Rapids. 1-1. Curveball down low. 1-2. Two balls and a strike. Del Sol at first, Baker at second, swinging a ground ball that gets in between the second and base. Konoff of the throw across his body over to Gervich. And taking first is Witter. So Witter at first, Del Sol at second, and Jake Baker at third. So Duffy's coming onto the mound to have a word with his pitcher. Now this brings up Mike McGinnis. Went up the middle. Konoff was able to field it, but at the time he was, got it in his glove. He was already in shallow center field, so he jumped up and tried to make an acrobatic throw that went off. Luckily, Gervich was there to make the catch, because if it went behind him, sure enough, a run was going to be scored. So McGinnis has the bases juiced as Polson delivers a ball outside 1-0. Top 7 here. Woodchucks have already gotten a run, and they've gotten 4 hits this inning. And the Rafters halt Wausau's attack. The 1-0. Swinging a driven ball into the bullpen out in the left field side. So 1-1 here. Two down. Paulson will come set. Serve the 1-1. Swing and a fly ball into the left field side. Coming under it is Gallison, who reaches out and makes the grab. So the Raptors only allow one run, but they trail 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFHR, your home for Raptors baseball.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So bottom of the seventh, that's Chris Conniff. We apologize for the delay. Conniff, a perfect bunt opportunity. He bunted a ball on the left field line and coming out, and Schroeder wasn't able to make the play in time at first. So Conniff will take first. And the second hit, one of the Raptors, comes at the hands of the Wagner product, Chris Conniff. This will bring up Garrett Broussard. So tying run at the plate. Ethan Pecco, who's had 10 strikeouts today. Another double-digit day for him. Curveball down low for strike 0-1. The shortstop and Broussard come up big today for the Raptors. Pecco, the pickoff attempt at first, and sliding back in time was Conniff. Broussard was 1-for-3 yesterday. He had a double as the 0-1 down low, but a strike 0-2, so Pecco ahead on the count. Once again, he's done so well today to get ahead in the counts early and really force the batters to make a play on it. The 0-2, swinging a driven ball that goes in between the second base gap that drops into center. So Broussard at first, Conniff will take second. Here in the bottom of the seventh, Jack Gurevich is due up. So perhaps can a Raptors rally happen once again? It happened in the bottom of the ninth last night. Nobody down. Pecco, who just gave up his third hit. Back-to-back hits. Pecco will serve. Down in for a strike, 0-1. Gurevich, who grounded out and struck out looking on his last two at-bats. The 0-1, swinging a grounder that goes in between first and second. Rounding third, heading for home is Conniff. The throw from McGinnis, not in time. And the Raptors get one run here in the bottom of the seventh. 2-1 now. Advancing to second was Broussard. Getting to first was Gurvich. And he gets one run RBI. Much needed for the Raptors. They get their first run of the game. As perhaps Petco's day could be done. A guy that's on an unbelievable day. 10 strikeouts. And what you need from Gurvich. So Broussard will get to second. The tying run at second and the leading run, Gurvich at first. Coach coming out, having a word with his infield. And remind you, the Raptors yesterday were down 2-1 and had two runs in the bottom of the ninth. And it started exactly like this. They were able to get back-to-back base hits. So three straight base hits this time. Matt Olive due up. Been walked and struck out looking. Can't get going. Minneapolis native Petco delivers a ball outside for a 1-0 count. Nobody down. That's the important thing here. Bottom seven. Perhaps another Raptors comeback could be in the books today. Petco serves the 1-0 up and away for 2-0 count. So Olive standing strong, the right-hander. 2-0. Ethan Petco with a ball behind his back. Brings it in his glove. He comes set, kicks and winds and delivers right down the plate for a strike, 2-1. Matt Olive, perhaps he gets something going. Continue this hot start here in the bottom of the seventh. Three straight hits for the Raptors. There's the 2-1. Swing and a miss outside. 2-2. Ethan Petco gets back-to-back strikes. Jack Gurvich stands at first. Garrett Broussard, the leadoff at second. The 2-2 from Petco. Swing and a miss upstairs for strike number three. So three straight strikes for Ethan Petco, and that sends Matt Olive down swinging for his back-to-back strikeouts. So now this brings up Anthony Gallison, who got a base hit and also lined out. 1-for-2 today. Gallison, is it his turn to come up big? Outside, drives one into the right side in foul territory. Gallison made great contact with that 0-1. First is Gurvich. Second is Broussard. Anthony Gallison out of Coastal Carolina. The Colts Neck, New Jersey native batting a 167. He's at four RBIs. Can he make it five? The 0-1. Swinging ball popped up onto the right field side. Running under it is the first baseman who reaches over his shoulder and makes an excellent catch. But tagging up, Gurvich gets to second. And the tag out he does. What a play from Baker. Over to Sherry. Gurvich gets tagged out at second. Unbelievable. Raptors had an opportunity with two runners in scoring position. A double play from Jake Baker, the first baseman. As the Raptors get a run, though, they still trail 2-1 as we head to the top of the eighth.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer is the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the eighth, Johnny Antrovitz checks in on the mound, and the Notre Dame College product out of Ashtabula, Ohio, who's had five games, five innings pitched with four hits, and he's also had eight strikeouts. So the Raptors trail 2-1. It was an unbelievable play from the first baseman, Jake Baker, who caught the ball over his shoulder on the right field side and then turned around. Gervich tagged. He went from first to second, and Baker threw an unbelievable throw in. Frustrating there if you're the Raptors because they had a chance, though, even if it was two down. There was two runners in scoring position. So this is going to bring up number one, Simon Cherry. Cherry, the shortstop, who's 1-for-3 today. Antrovitz will come set. Deliver the first pitch outside edge. 4-1-0. So, once again, a new pitcher. Kirk Schreider has loved to do and pitchers with the innings as he's gone 3-3-1-1-1. So, he's had five pitchers total usually per game. And it's to 1-0 inside for 2-0. Starting pitcher will get three innings. Then the backup will get three more innings. And then he likes to get guys reps. So, Polson came in the seventh. Antrovitz in the eighth. Started off with Jackson Wentworth, who had three innings and four strikeouts, and Kaiser did the exact same thing. He had three innings and four strikeouts as Antrovitz throws across down in the zone for a strike 2-1. Woodchucks about hit the Raptors 7-4. They lead 2-1. 2-1 here from Antrovitz. Winds and delivers outside for 3-1. Antrovitz with a 3.6 ERA. He pitched against Green Bay three times and also pitched a series against Madison where he came in for an inning. The 3-1. Swinging a ground ball on the left field side in foul territory, 3-2. A 3-2 count. Johnny Antrovitz wearing number 25. And two strikeouts against Madison back on June the 4th. And four against Green Bay on the 1st of June. So, full count here for Antrovitz. He winds and delivers down low. Shallow ground ball that's hit to the first baseman in Gurevich. And he tags the bag right on time. So, one down. This brings up Vincent Samuel, the third baseman out of Margate, Florida, Indian River State College player, who's batted a 179, so one down here in top eight. Antrovitz delivers in a curveball, goes outside of the zone. That looked like that could have been a strike, but 1-0. Raptors had the opportunity in the bottom of the seventh. They had three straight hits. 1-0 count here with one out. Set and serving inside and backing away from it is Samuel. Ankle-high fastball comes in at 88. Two balls and no strikes. One down. Antrovitz will deliver the 2-0. Check swing did come across with Samuel, so 2-1. Two errors have really hurt the Rafters. They gave up that first run off of back-to-back errors. It was frustrating because when this team plays error-free baseball, they're very hard to beat. Costly errors, the 2-1. Curveball down the plate, so Antrovitz has done well to fight back on the count. 2-2. Samuel resets the right-hander. Antrovitz, 2-2 count. Down low, and that bounces into the glove of Duffy for the third ball. So full count once again with one out. Antrovitz putting his hand on his chest, indicating that it was my bad. He knew that was a pitch as soon as it left his arm. It wasn't going to find the strike zone. Full count, one out. The set. Antrovitz kicks and winds down low and popped on the right side for a foul ball. So count stays at 3-2. Johnny Antrovitz already was fortunate with a ground out from Sherry at first to Gurvich. One out. The 3-2. Swinging a bouncer over to the third baseman, and Carlson gets it in his glove. The throw across to first is right on time. So second out, two down for the Rafters, as this brings up Jacob Schroeder, who 2-for-3 today. He's had a great day and been a spark plug for this offense for the Woodchucks. Two down. Antrovitz gonna have to continue. No strikes. He was at a full count on both appearances, but two groundouts as throws down in the dirt once again. That goes behind Duffy for a ball. 1-0. Two outs here. A ball and no strikes. Antrovitz out of Notre Dame College sets and delivers the 1-0, and check swing came across, and for a strike was Schroeder, 1-1. Two down, one away for the Rafters. Gave up a run on the top of the fourth, and then another one in the top of the seventh, but in the bottom half of that inning, he got one back, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Outside, strike two, 1-2. Two outs. Johnny Antrovitz hasn't been able to record a strikeout, but his infield has come up big. The 1-2 curveball, that inside left edge. Not that tipped the edge of the strike zone, but did not. So 2-2. Windy afternoon in Wisconsin Rapids. Antrovitz will set, kick, and deliver. The 2-2 popped up on the backside. Foul tipped. Count stays at 2 apiece. Rafters have been out hit 7-4. They had 3 hits in the bottom of the 7th. But an unbelievable play from the first baseman and Baker that got Gurvich out at second. The 2-2. Once again, fouled on the right side. So Jacob Schroeder working the count, staying alive. Are the Rafters able to find this third out? Look to get the bats going once again. Two outs. Ancevitz will come set and serve the 2-2. Down low and away, and it bounces into the glove of Duffy. So once again, Johnny Ancevitz is at a full count. This is the third time we've seen him at a full count. He did it with Sherry, where Sherry grounded out, and then did it with Samuel, who also grounded out. Rather, after he's able to have a 3-up and 3-down inning. The full count from Ancevitz, it's inside, and that hits the ankle of Schroeder. So fortunate for Schroeder, he had that large ankle brace on his left ankle, so he'll take first. Jacob Schroeder at first. And now this brings up Drew Berkland, the left fielder. Two away still. Two outs. The leadoff from Schroeder at first. Set. The serve from Ancevitz. Swinging a ground ball over to Carlson at third and throws it right to second to Konev for the third out. So the Raptors get three outs as we head to the bottom of the eighth. They still trail 2-1. We'll be back in a moment.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to wroinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the eighth. Welcome back here on WFHR. The Raptors trail 2-1. What a pitching change for Woodchucks is in store. Colton Mercer at the University of New Orleans. The left-hander stands at 6'3", 200. Rising redshirt sophomore from Sneeds, Florida. And Colton Mercer, the tall left-hander, wearing number 27. So he's a guy that's has appeared in two games. He's had three innings pitched. He's had a strikeout and a hit allowed. He's also walked a batter on 12 batters faced. Appeared against Fond du Lac and Madison earlier this month. So the Raptors were able to get on the pitcher yesterday when Santangelo really had a tough day in the bottom of the ninth. So perhaps a pitching change is what's needed for this Raptors offense to keep the momentum going, given they had three hits in the bottom of the seventh. Can they continue it here? Kyle Carlson is due up. The bottom of the order, Carlson, Duffy, and Rogers will be up to bat here in this inning. Raptors trail 2-1. As Carlson will dig in inside for a ball was Mercer attending the University of New Orleans. The long hair as the 1-0 paints the outside edge for a strike 1-1. Coming set is Mercer. Will set and serve the 1-1 curveball up and away for the second ball, 2-1. Colton Mercer delivers a 2-1, a broken bat that goes right up the middle, and coming at it is a shortstop, Sherry, who throws